Now we have Barbara Jennings on the phone. Good morning, Barbara. Good afternoon.
Good morning, afternoon, whatever way you want to put it, John. I am in a fascinating little place in the city centre. I am in the Gorey Art Gallery on Molesborough Street, and it's a little find because I'm finding all sorts of things out about James Gorey, who we'll be talking to in a minute, and we are sitting in his restorer's studio, and a very fascinating place it is, from all sorts of old world art works and books. And look, James, welcome to the show.
You're welcome, Barbara. I'm delighted to be on the programme.
Tell us about, this is a whole business and it's been a family business. Tell us a little bit about your restoring business.
Well, I specialise, as my late wife used to say, in dirty pictures. So I'm a restorer, I clean paintings. Mainly 18th and 19th century pictures, because they're the ones that need attention more than later pictures. But that's what I do. And my father and my grandfather were also restorers here.
So this has been in this building right through the generations?
We're here since 1939. My grandfather had a premises on Ormond Quay, and he specialised in picture restoration, picture sales, and old Irish books. And my father, that's his son, went to London and worked there for nearly 18 or 19 years as a restorer. But when the war broke out, Second World War, he came back to Dublin and settled here. And it was a great thing he did it, because I would be, I wouldn't be here. I would have been born in London, so I'm born in Dublin.
Right, and tell us a little bit about this restoring business. It's traditional, isn't it? Like
yes, people pictures in Ireland were often very badly mistreated, and people who hadn't got a lot of money, their pictures would be on their wall, hanging over a turf fire. They might get a hole in it. Then someone tries to clean it with a potato. Someone then gives it a varnish to try and brighten it up. So you'd have layers of discoloration of different types and neglect. So a lot of the pictures I get in are in pretty difficult state.
Absolutely fantastic. And there is also your framing. And, John, this is just a fascinating little hub of paints and lights and magnifying glasses and brushes and all this fantastic. And this brings us, this is in the art gallery, and it brings us out into a very fascinating exhibition. And it's like, we'll have James tell us about that now.
Yeah. Well, normally the type of exhibition you'd see here, which would only happen about once or twice a year, would be 18th, 19th and 20th century Irish paintings. We specialise in Irish things. And those pictures, we would try and source contemporary period gilt frames for them, all that sort of thing. Frames have to be repaired, you know, research done, academics employed, all that. And we produce colour catalogues. Now, this exhibition is very different because it's a collection of 41 drawings by Daniel MacDonald, the Cork artist, who died aged 32 years of age. And they're quite rare, and these were all done in Cork. They're all works on paper, done in Cork between 1843 and 1844.
Just that one particular year?
It's 1 year's work, and the subject matter is varied. It's fascinating because it really shows you how Irish people lived in the early 19th century, just pre-famine, and it has really every facet of Irish life delineated by MacDonald in this exhibition.
You know, you can go around, and it's absolutely beautiful, if I can describe for you. They are pen and ink drawings and pencil drawings. Is there some watercolours involved here?
Yes, there's a bit of colour in some of them. Mainly sort of sepia. There's not a lot of colour in most of them. But the subject matter is very, very varied, and not that many Irish artists were really recording their times. Now, he did it in a sort of a humorous, satirical way. So, and he's even-handed. He's making a fool of rich people and poor people. So he's looking in a satirical way about the whole of society.
All of society. And there's a few boats involved in the next week, walking into the next room, part of the gallery. And we have some boats and people with shillelaghs, are they, going way, and then we're down to the ladies are dancing at the ball.
Yes, well, obviously there are some marine pictures because Cork is a great proud country, you know, county for the sea and all that. So we have a yacht, which he painted a lot of the pictures on, the Hebe yacht, which is portrayed there. We also have fishing boats. We have poor people crossing rivers on small horses in difficulty. We have faction fighting, people with shillelaghs, people drunk. All sorts of things, portraits. We also have two very interesting pictures of Daniel O'Connell at public meetings in Cork at the time. And then we have the superstition, the you know, all the things that the Irish people had, all the stories and the folklore, all portrayed in this exhibition.
That's great. And isn't everybody welcome in your art gallery?
Yes, although we're hidden away, we don't have a shop front. We're opposite Boswell's Hotel. So we're opposite Boswell's Hotel, and we're in 20 Mole Street, just near the Dáil. But if you ring the bell and come in here, no one will approach you. You'll be left on your own. No one's going to try and sell you a picture. We don't run the business like that. It's like a club. And we have a very nice colour catalogues, 32-page. Every picture is illustrated and all beautifully written up by Professor Niamh O'Sullivan. And that is free to anyone who comes in here. And we have back catalogues, which you give people. So we're not running it. We're not going to be looking for anything from anybody. You can just come in and enjoy the exhibition.
Well, you see, folks, as I've been saying for many, many times, you are welcome in these art galleries. Some people think they're not because they just don't know the art world, but I tell you, most of the art galleries are like that in this city, and this one most definitely is. And you'll see, you'll find it, as I said, opposite the Boswell's, and just ring the buzzer and you can come in. Now, is there a website at all that you have?
Yes, we have at www.gorrygallery, G-O-R-R-Y, gallery, all one word, .ie, and the whole catalogue's up on that. But what I would like to say to people listening, people, particularly younger people, is that the word art is a daunting word, and it upsets people, and people are afraid to express their views when they see a picture, particularly modern art. They don't know what to make of it. So we look on it here as painting is a craft. So the word art is very rarely used here. There's a lot of snobbery involved in it. So people shouldn't be afraid. And if there's a famous painting that you don't like, express yourself about it. You're entitled to your view, and it's open to everybody.
Absolutely fantastic, James. Look, folks, John, this is brilliant. Please come up and find this tiny little gallery. It's a small gallery, and you have to go down a higgledy-piggledy corridor to get to it, and it's in a very old building. You know what I love about it? It's got the old shutters, the old windows. It's restored in itself, and it's a brilliant place.
Yes, this actually was originally Sean O'Sullivan, who was a member of the RHA. He was a famous portrait and landscape painter. He was probably the most famous portrait painter in his time. And he had this studio here and was a friend of my late father when he was a pupil in the Metropolitan School of Art. And when he left here, my father and grandfather took over the lease in 1941, I think it was, 40-41. So that's how long we're here. But we're 120 years in business in total. We were at other premises.
Brilliant. Brilliant, James. Well, there you go, John. What do you reckon of that?
It sounds fascinating, and I actually went onto the website. I was looking at some of the pencillings and pennings, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, we'll be bringing you more arts and everything else next week, and over to you, John.
Okay, yeah, Barbara. Thanks very much for that. That was a good one. Thank you.